Good morning, and thank you for holding, and welcome to Grupo México Transportes' first quarter's earnings conference call. With us today is Alberto Vergara, Mr. Jorge Márquez, and Mr. Daniel Doria, and other executives who will discuss the financial performance of the company during the first quarter 2025 results, giving you a summary of the latest news and address any questions you may have at the end of the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that information disclosed on today's call may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's results and prospects, which are subject to risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially, and the company cautions not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. Grupo México Transportes undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether because of new information, future events, or otherwise. The presentation may be followed through our webcast, but if you wish to ask a question during the Q&A session, you need to do so via phone call by pressing star one one. A copy of the slides that the company will be reviewing today is available on the website at gmxt.mx. I would like to remind participants that your lines must be in listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. Now, I will pass the call on to Alberto Vergara. Please proceed.
Thank you. Welcome to GMXT first quarter 2025 earnings conference call. For this quarter, I would like to highlight a 5.7% increase in revenue and an EBITDA of 6.9 billion pesos, representing a 2.1% growth compared to the first quarter of 2024. These results were achieved despite a contraction in transported volumes, driven by ongoing global economy uncertainty, adverse weather events in the USA during the quarter, and uncertain market instabilities. Additionally, I'm pleased to inform you that the Board of Directors has approved maintaining a dividend payment of $0.50 per share for this quarter. Now, I will pass the presentation to Jorge Márquez for commercial information.
Thank you, Alberto. Good morning and welcome, everyone. Income for the first quarter of 2025 increased by 5.7% compared to 2024, totaling 15.8 billion pesos. Volumes were down by 6.1% in terms of carloads. There is a change of administration effect that happens every 6 years where public works slow down during the change of administration, which just happened in our country. This is temporary, and as the administration gains traction, cements, metals, and minerals will continue showing better results. We had a positive exchange rate effect from our dollar-denominated rates of 10.1%. We also had a delay in grains. This is temporary. It was caused by winter storms, but the pipeline looks strong. Overall, we sustained growth in earnings despite the uncertainty across several segments regarding the implementation of tariffs in February and March and a decrease in inputs. Next slide, please. Thank you. We have one segment with double-digit growth, Intermodal, which saw a rise of 23% compared to last year's first quarter, mainly due to cross-border market share gains and recovery of shipment demand in South Florida. Second segment with the highest growth was Chemicals, with a surge of 9% compared to the previous year due to an increase in fertilizer and plastic resins imports. The Energy segment had an increase of 7% in revenues, propelled by additional volume from LPG imports. Ag, which represents 28% of our revenue, had a 5% increase from local volume recovery of sugar, soybean, and corn syrup, partially offset by a 13% decrease in grain imports due to bad weather in the U.S. As mentioned before, this is just a shift volume is defaced, but the grain will continue to come. Moving to the sectors that had a negative result in earnings relative to last year's first quarter, the first is automotive, with a volume decrease of 1% due to high quality holdups and high inventories last year. Second is industrial, with a reduction of 1% owing to a low demand of beer and new rail cars. Third is cement, with a decrease of 3% due to a general market contraction. Next is metals, with a decrease due to low imports and iron slabs, in the particular case of cements and metals and minerals. As mentioned before, there is also the change of administration component. Finally, minerals had a decline of 7% due to a decrease in volume. There was a public works spot project that ended last year. I will now pass it back to Alberto Vergara for the financial review.
Thank you, Jorge. First quarter revenue reached 15.8 billion pesos, reflecting a 5.7 quarter-over-quarter increase. This growth was driven by a combination of higher volume in certain segments, as previously mentioned, a strong operation performance, and a favorable exchange rate impact on dollar-denominated revenues due to the peso depreciation against the dollar. The first quarter operation costs increased 8.2%, which we'll break down on the next slide. The administrative costs for the quarter include profit sharing provision, resulting in an increase of 15% quarter over quarter. The other income this quarter was 31 million pesos compared to 12 million pesos in the first quarter of the last year. Operating costs total 8.9 billion pesos in the for the quarter, 8.6% higher than those of the first quarter of 2024. First quarter EBITDA was 2.1 higher than the same period of 2024. However, EBITDA margin declined by 150 basis points, primarily due to an increase in total operating costs during the quarter. Net income this quarter recorded 2.3 billion pesos, a decrease of 5.9 quarter over quarter. And earnings per share reported are 22 pesos cents for this quarter. Please go to the next slide. These are the main drivers behind the increasing costs. Labor costs rose by 173 million in line with the provision of existing union agreements. On security expenses, increases due to higher number of personnel and inflation-adjusted tariffs. Fuel costs went up, mainly driven by a higher diesel price despite lower overall consumption. The fleet-related costs were impacted by an increase in lease equipment, partially offset by a reduction in car hire expenses. Claims for car damage, along with other cost increases, include those related to intermodal services, also contribute to the overall rates. Now I will turn the presentation to Jorge.
Thank you, Alberto. As we can see, average train speed increased 5%, as well as dwell time came down 10%. The combination of the two gives us a car velocity improvement of 7%. We were able to gain average train speed with a combination of favorable factors. One, as we've experienced coming out of the migrant crisis and process improvement in the handling of the migrant situation, as well as targeted capital investments devoted to our infrastructure, aiming to increase velocity and reduce dwell. So the combination of the two gave us this positive results. And on the second line of metrics, we can see that average train length and gross tons per train are both going in the right direction, with positive increases of 4% and 1%, respectively. That gave us a reduction in crew starts of 8%. So as the volume continues to increase, we expect these metrics to continue in the right trend. I will now pass it back to Alberto.
Thank you, Jorge. GMXT is progressing with the AutoSL capital investment program for the year and is working closely with our customers to provide an improved rail service. The GMXT 2025 CapEx program is set at $110.3 million and will be allocated to projects focused on maintaining and improving rail tracks, equipment, and infrastructure, as well as the reconfiguration of yard, lengthening of sidings, and the development of an intermodal terminal in Fort Pierce. These projects will enable GMXT to continue enhancing its service and optimizing the performance of our productivity indicators. Please go to the next slide. Our outlook for 2025, we would like to disclose for 2025 is 5%-6% in volume and revenue growth, in line with the CapEx deployed in 2025 and $410 million new CapEx program for this year. After these remarks, I will ask the operator to open the question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And remember, to ask a question, you must press star one one on your telephone to get in the queue and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, press star one one again. Again, that is star one one if you do have a question. One moment for our first question. It's from Anton Mortenkotter with GBM. Please proceed.
Hi, guys. Thank you for the call, and thank you for taking my question. I have just two quick questions. One is, I was wondering, how is the integration of the rail ferry going? I mean, just trying to understand what kind of benefits are you seeing, and should we expect some other, maybe strategic allocation, in assets similar to this one? And the second one is, I mean, from your CapEx guidance, I think you deployed roughly 45% of what you were expecting for the year. Is this, I mean, should this remain on range, or maybe we could see the next quarters a little bit of some increments and maybe you guys going above guidance? Thank you.
Sorry, it's not clear, your microphone, so could you please repeat both of the questions? Maybe a little bit if you.
Can you hear me there?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, my first question was regarding the integration of the rail ferry. I was just wondering, how is that going? What kind of benefits are you seeing? And if you were looking for similar assets to that one or something similar. And the second one was related to the CapEx. I mean, you shared a $410 million guidance for this year, but during this quarter, you deployed like roughly 45% of that. Just was wondering, is this due to some kind of seasonalities, or what should we expect going forward?
Yes, I'll start with the first question. What we caught from your question is, what is going on with the revenue mix? We, in fact, are experiencing the increase of the intermodal volume becoming a larger portion of our portfolio of business. And just as a temporary effect, ag was strong quarter. Again, we experienced some grain trains that got entangled in weather in the United States that are in the pipeline and will come in to the program of the second quarter. Those two give us a combination of a reduced revenue per load. I'll let Alberto take up on the CapEx question.
Yes, we will be maintaining the same CapEx program that we is already approved. We are not seeing any change for the future in this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you do have a question, simply press star 11 to get in the queue. Our next question is from Alfonso Salazar with Scotiabank. Please proceed.
Thank you. The question that I have is regarding the volume guidance and what to expect ahead, you know, especially on the back of the trade war that we are experiencing. Do you see downside risks to your guidance based on what happened in the first quarter? You mentioned that agricultural volumes are going to recover, which is going to help a lot. But my concern is more than anything regarding intermodal volumes and the fact that there were many shipments that were coming from Asia and going to the U.S., and that could be hit because of tariffs. So just if you can elaborate on that and give your guidance on what are you seeing in the market. Thank you.
Yes, I'll try to answer that. We're going to stand by the guidance that Alberto just provided of 5 to 6%. Intermodal has been strong, and good you mentioned that. What is our view on future intermodal coming from Asia? The volume that we see coming from Asia is mostly FAK, is consumer goods. That is for the domestic market consumption. We see a strong intermodal from the ports, particularly from the port of Manzanillo, because that is geared towards consumption. And we continue to gain truck-to-rail conversion and market share. And we continue to experience the virtuous circle of increased volume, increased density, improved service that allows us to even gain even more market share. The intermodal cross-border will continue to grow strongly. We continue to make truck-to-rail conversions and gain market share, both against truck and in customer penetrations. So we will stand by that guidance of 5 to 6% growth.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you do have a question, simply press star 11 to get in the queue. And I'm not showing any further questions in the queue. I will turn the call back to management for any final remarks.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us for this conference call. We will see in the next quarter. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for participating in today's conference. You may now disconnect.